I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
These guys were pimping it like it was candy.
A pack of Wild Dogs took over and successfully ran a Wendy's.
Oh, look at me, the millionaire who goes to see doctors.
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey?
The game is cold, but it's crazy.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Podcasts. It's Valentine's Day, buddy. Have you gotten anything for a special anyone?
I've gotten nothing for a special no one.
That's what I was wondering. Are you sad about it? Or are you just happy you're not spending the money?
I have to go to work, actually, so it's actually nice.
You get to watch a bunch of other drunks just shoved at the bar that probably didn't pick up anybody?
I get to watch a lot of drunk single women come to the bar looking to find someone to hang out with for the evening.
Now, there's two kinds of women that'll go out to the bars. You either have the bitter women that are just out by themselves or with their friends.
Man
just
haters.
Like, yeah, I don't need a man for Valentine's Day. I just need the girls. We're going out. We're going to get wasted.
It's self-denial.
And then you have the other ones that are just, like, sad that they're with no one and just want to get hammered and eat ice cream when they get home.
No, they want attention. They want, I'm so sad. Everyone, look how sad I am.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And then maybe some guy will whisk me away, and it'll probably be the perfect guy that I met at a bar.
Some single creep.
A guy at a bar on Valentine's Day definitely is a winner in my books.
Yeah. What about you, buddy? What are you and special?
I'm quite fortunate with the girlfriend's not a big Valentine's Day event person, I guess.
What if it's a trap? What if it's
trap? Not, though, because I've done it with her before. Like, she's cool with me just cooking her a nice dinner. Like, I've got
what constitutes a nice dinner?
Like a steak.
Oh, no, chicken fingers?
Maybe a bottle. A Chef Boyardee.
Some chicken fingers, some Tito's chicken fingers.
And some Hi, Cheerios, sure. Just to top it off. Because, you know, I care about her heart.
You know, I take baby aspirin to lower my chance of heart disease.
Gotta keep an eye on it. No, she's really pretty cool about this, like, a bottle of wine, maybe, a steak, I don't know.
What kind of wine? You gotta get red wine. What kind of wine?
Yeah, with a little J-Lore.
J-Lore?
It's about $11.
Cheap.
I've read the H-E-B.
What type of wine? I'm not asking
you. It's a Cabernet.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon.
Sauvignon. Cabernet Sauvignon.
Cab Sauvignon.
Ah, Jesus. Yeah, that's a good. Sounds like a good plan.
I don't know if I should stop by and pick her up or anything. Obviously, she's gonna get the chocolates and the candies and that stuff. But she was big on me not getting the Vermont teddy bear because that's just a bullshit waste of money. It's like, hey, spend $95 on a 7-foot teddy bear that she's gonna sit in a corner and look at for the rest of her life.
And it's just gonna be annoying to keep. Like when you
right, you're like, well, what the hell bear. Am I gonna do with that? But I don't want to get rid of it because it was like $100.
You need to get a car seat for the bear, and the bear needs to.
But it got delivered in a man in heart pajamas. He was singing a song for me when he had the bear.
Honey, you don't get excited where I wear my heart pajamas.
It's made with real bits of bear fur.
Real bits of bear, not just the fur.
What if instead of giving Vermont teddy bears, they just got like.
They just killed a bear and skinned it.
Taxidermied grizzly bears.
Not even taxidermy, they just filled it with cotton.
just like
a big goofy like bear that was just like all flabby and just like has a cut on its back because that's where they took all the meat and skeleton out.
That's where it got stabbed and they killed it.
Oh my god.
Just he didn't have hair though, we can't do that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty horrible. It would smell. I think the smell would be unbearable.
I see what you did there.
Sorry.
That was kind of corny, but it was pretty funny. Pretty funny. I really do think it's more just like a Hallmark holiday.
I think so.
It's exactly what it is.
Candy companies love it.
Flower companies love it.
Chocolates. Fucking jizzing their pants right now because so many people are buying
profits!
Yeah. Whoa.
That would be dumb. That would be dumb.
Yeah, dumb. They definitely, I mean, candy companies definitely hype it up. M&M's too. I mean, they all...
Well, cherries, berries.
Shit.
They're advertising on every other commercial. Pro flowers. Everybody wants a jacket the price of flowers that you could normally get for $20 and now like $75.
Dude, supply and demand, dude. Didn't you take economics 101?
I know, I get it, but it's just dumb that everybody's all of a sudden you gotta get flowers. I think flowers are stupid. They're gonna be dead next week. Why do you want to pay $100 for flowers one day out of the year?
Just gotta live in the moment.
I'll go pick some fucking flowers from a field I can find.
You're thinking too far ahead. You gotta live in the moment.
Well, I'm bad at that.
I can tell. Are you hating flowers and beautiful?
I just don't
things?
Get it. Like, I'll buy flowers every
now and
then.
You feel like you just hate all things beautiful.
I buy flowers every now and then, but I feel like I'm just throwing money away.
Wait, why do you buy flowers every now and then?
For the lady. You bring her home flowers, makes her happy, and, you know, good things happen.
You know, last time I brought home flowers, my dog knocked them over and ate them, and then
shit. My dog doesn't eat flowers.
So I don't buy flowers anymore.
But who'd you buy flowers for? Yourself?
To make my house look nice.
I just wanted it to smell pretty.
I didn't want it to smell like dog poop anymore. Bust some flowers and some Lysol.
Yeah, I was about to say, you didn't just think of some air freshener, maybe?
I got that. I got, fuck you, maybe I bought the flowers for myself, right? I don't have to lie to you. I bought it for myself. I was in a good mood. So I'm going to buy some flowers.
It was visually stimulating.
And then my dog ate them and then she shat them out. So it was kind of a coincidence, like, it's like kind
of... I don't get the little packet they send with a lot of the flowers, like in the rubber band. It's like, it's kind of like salt, just pour it in the water.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
You never seen those little packets they put, and it's this little crap you're supposed to pour? I don't know. I don't ever do it. I always bring home the flowers, and that's my end. I'm done with that job.
Are you talking about silica packets?
Is that what that is?
No, it's like the thing like you find in coat pockets that keep moisture.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's like some stuff that's supposed to help keep it alive longer.
It's like enzymes and proteins.
Maybe.
And...
I don't know. That was a stupid observation to mention, I guess.
I just have no idea. I'm going to actually look at this next
time. Pretty much my end of the deal is I bring home the flowers, set them down, hand them to you, and I'm done. Then they die a week later and we throw them out.
You're clear. You're good to go.
I'm out. You're happy. Thank you. Thanks for playing. Alex wins.
So, obviously, Halloween sells the most candy. The holiday... What do you think sells more candy, Valentine's Day or Christmas?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's not a definite.
No, I'd say Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. Because you buy all the... Are we talking about, like, total products of candy? Or are we talking about, like...
How many pounds of candy?
See, okay. I would say Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of candy canes and gumdrops and gingerbread. Does gingerbread count as candy? Would that be a cookie, though?
Sweets. We'll just say sweets.
I'd say Valentine's Day.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of orphans out there that get free Snicker bars on Christmas.
Do they? How many orphanages have you hung out with on Christmas?
You know, like 5.
I do that on Christmas Day. I like to go around and just show how humble I am.
Here's the Snickers. That's for you.
What is Snickers motto?
I have no
satisfy.
Satisfy the
And now thing. You're satisfied.
I throw them at him hard too. To him.
You aren't gonna get anything else. You will take this and like it.
Here's a little bit of pain to go with that sweet.
I remember you and a certain friend of ours in high school used to go back and throw pennies at homeless people. Or guys.
That's not true. Not true.
You were present when it was happening.
I might have been driving, but I didn't know what he was doing until he did it.
It was a good method though, because I mean, like, hey, you want to change, now you get to work for it.
No, it's not. That's the most degrading thing you could ever do.
You're begging for a change. Like, hey, you gotta kind of, you know, swallow your pride on this one, buddy.
No, I disagree. You need to treat people kindly and nice. You can't just throw pennies at
it. It was funny to me.
Oh, it's definitely funny. See, here's how it happens. I didn't realize what was going on. I just saw him roll down the window. I was like, I wonder why he's rolled down the window. I just see him start chucking change. I was like, what the hell, man? Like, I didn't speed off, but I didn't stop either to let him continue. So.
He just laughed and drove off.
Haha, silly friend.
So, the Olympics. Those are on.
The Olympics.
That's going on in Russia right now. Have you been, you been able to catch any of the games?
I know that Norway is killing it.
Yeah. And whoever the hell Slovenia is, they're pretty good at Winter Olympic sports on the skiing and stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't really know what that country was.
Slovenia. It's in Europe.
They have a flag very similar to Russia, but they have mountains on the flag as well. That's all I know.
How many gold medals do they have?
I don't know. I'm not an expert on Slovenian culture or medals.
It's not. It's just a matter of
or how many medals they've won this games. Don't ask me these complicated questions.
Yeah, Norway's apparently they had a three-peat, one event, they got first, second, and third.
They're like us in the Summer Olympics. But if you think about it, Norway's just cold all year, right? Is it? I don't know.
It's not hot.
I'm not very educated on Norway either, but obviously there's a little bit more snow there regularly than there is here.
There's no... I mean, you have the Rockies and you have the... You don't have the Alps here. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oops. I think it's cold there all the time. They're white people with blonde hair. They're good at skiing.
Sean White did not medal at all this Olympics. He got fourth in his half, or not half pipe, downhill pipe, right? Something like that. See, this is how knowledgeable we are on the Olympics, which is obviously a good thing that we're talking about.
Well, I actually watched that, and he just, even during opening ceremonies, he just seemed like he's on vacation, you know? Just hanging out.
He's been there. He's done that.
He's banging it out in the Olympic Village with all those... Those Canadian
luge
horses.
The luges. The lugies.
Yeah, because apparently the Olympics, during the Olympics, all the athletes do is just bang each other.
Yeah, when they're done with their event, they're still hanging out in Sochi. Why not just, you know, get it on with these hot other athletes, I guess?
They said,
They're all in shape.
Yeah, they're the best athletes in the world. They're the best athlete. They're the most fit people in the world. And they're banging it out with the other most fit people in the world.
I wouldn't mind getting with the British curling team, female curling team.
Oh, yeah?
I had to quantify that, I guess.
All three of them?
Specify that.
Do you have a favorite one?
I don't know their names, so I'm just going to go with all three. Curling is such a weird sport.
It's so awesome, though.
It is. I always get sucked into watching it. I know everybody else talks about it being boring, but... I'll sit and just watch it for 2 hours.
God, what happened? Where did the time go?
That's what I feel like I've been doing with the Olympics, because they're the only thing that's on early in the morning right now with the time difference we've got. So I can watch live Olympics up until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I've had a work schedule that has allowed me to do that. And so I've watched way more Olympics than I have ever, probably. I was watching the biathlon for...
So what is the biathlon? I was trying to watch that the other day. I didn't have time.
So you ski around a track, basically, but you have to stop at a shooting station. They have the little the guns. So it's like somebody had come up with the sport. They're like, well, we'll just ski around a track. And they were that's not going to get shot. That's going to get shot down. Why don't we put guns on our backs, skate around the track, and then shoot at stuff? And then if you miss your target, I think you have to do a penalty lap. That's kind of cool, though. I don't know. It was entertaining. I don't know the rules or half of what's going on. I like when they jump high. I don't like figure skating. That's boring.
Are you kidding me? Figure skating is the best.
How?
What do you mean how? It takes the most skill.
Yeah, but figure skating is boring for me to watch.
Have you ever done a triple lutz before?
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to say I can. But I just think that it's not as fun to watch. Not as entertaining, at least. I don't like judged sports, although I do like, I did watch the snowboard thing and I like that, but I don't like how it's solely based off judging.
No, that's true. Like, it's not like timed or like.
But you can have a rogue judge is like, I'm going to throw it out and give it to the Russians.
Where the hell is it? Where's he going? I don't understand. Yeah, just like the Russian judge is just like fucking over someone. Yeah, you get a zero.
This time in Russia,
I didn't understand your performance.
Yeah, it was artsy. It's like those chef shows where people taste test everything and they got.
Yeah, it's like shit.
Yeah, it was a little crispy. Too crispy for my taste. It's like, all right, fat ass. Just sits there and eats food all day.
That's, I guess what I want the cookie to go. Yeah, well, I like it crispy. Fucko.
A lot of people gave me compliments on this, you jackass.
Fucko. Fucko's a good name.
Bob Costas?
Bob Costas looked like he had just been pepper sprayed.
Yeah, I turned on. I was like, did he just toke it up before he went on there? But no, he had the pink eye. He was spreading from one eye to the other.
Dude, it's really bad. He wore glasses trying to cover it up, and he just couldn't do it.
Well, I didn't see him the first night. I didn't realize he had it. And then I tuned it in the second night and saw him talking where his eyes just look like devil eyes staring at you.
He tried so hard to, like, make it work, too. I feel bad for him. He's done it for a long time, and I think he's a great announcer.
Matt Lauer, though, stepping up to the plate.
Is he doing a good job?
I don't know. I really don't like watching all
the media. I don't know.
I really don't like watching the media coverage of the Olympics that much. I think it's too much turned into, like, sensationalized BS journalism that's trying to get women and people that aren't really sports fans to pay attention to it.
Yeah. Those were,
well, here's a feel-good story about this kid from somewhere in Atlanta, and his whole city likes him curling, so they're going to all watch the game at this one bar, and we're going to show a 30-minute video of it. And, like, that, I don't care. Like, good for him. I'm glad he made it there, but...
It's a scam to get people interested in sports.
And oh, my gosh. Oh, let's root for him.
The sport I don't give a shit about once every 3.5 years.
He's one of my favorite curlers. Yeah, he's the only fucking curler you can name now because you just saw a thing on him.
Name two more curlers.
You just happened to turn it on at this time when they were running this part of it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They also try and do the whole, like, oh, it's anti-gay in Russia. Let's make a huge fucking deal about that.
Well, did you see what Germany did? Is their whole suits are rainbow colored just to protest.
And they had those rainbow gloves.
Yeah, everything's rainbow.
Yeah, I get it. Russia doesn't like the gays, but that's Russia. Why does the rest of the world have to be like, hey, Russia, this is our opinion.
Yeah.
I saw, well, one thing, like, along with that, I understand how the athletes can make statements and stuff, but, like, I saw this chick the other day, and she was going down the hill, and she had her helmet painted like a cheetah, like cheetah spotted.
And, oh, yes.
I mean, I was just like, that's interesting, I wonder why. And then, well, you'll notice that her helmet is painted cheetah-striped, and that's because she's a huge cheetah advocate. And that just made me think, how do you become a cheetah advocate? Did you hang out with cheetahs at a young age? Were you raised in a jungle?
Did the cheetahs vote for you to be their leader?
But like, you have those lion advocates, and I guess dog advocates are a normal thing, but like, how come there's so many people that are, you know, save the wild hippos, save the wild birds,
well, I mean,
save
there
the
are,
lions but, and the monkeys?
Because people need something to do. People get bored.
But you never see, like, a donkey advocate. Those are more, like, more common to run across. There's way more donkeys in America than there are lions. Why don't you see...
Donkeys are just a piece of shit animals.
Right? Well, how come there's no pig advocates? You know, those are slaughtered all the time.
Because we eat those.
Zebra advocates? I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are zebra advocates, actually.
I'm sure you can find some zebra advocates.
I just don't... Everybody's always going to speak up and be like, oh, look at me and what I stand for in the ASPCA, where we clearly found the cutest dogs out of this whole little puppy thing of all these horrible dogs that are probably also going to bite you and might have rabies or might have parvo and disappoint you later on. But here, these are 5 cute ones we found out of 300 animal shelters, and now we're going to show you pictures of them to make you feel bad.
And then those are going to get adopted immediately, and the fucked up ones are still not going to have a job.
But if you sign up, you get this orange shirt that just says ASPCA on it, and you spent like...
You look like a prisoner. You look like a prisoner. I think it'd be funny if they made him wear like orange dog collars. They did in prison.
Animal advocates, that's all scam. I don't know where the money's going to when I send it to the ASPCA. You say it's going somewhere, but how do I know it's helping?
It's not going to the damn cheetahs.
Are you showing me the... I don't see the... I want to see the bill. I want to see what I paid for. How about you show me that, then I'll donate some money. That and Mary Kay. I don't get that. Mary Kay is more of a pyramid scheme. I've seen...
Explain so many... Mary Kay to me. I know we were talking about it earlier, but...
Okay, it's like a female cosmetics thing, I guess, and it's just a scam. I've seen so many people that talk about it, and all they're stay-at-home moms, basically, that don't have to work. Well, me and my friends all day, we'll hang out, and I'll sell them makeup, and I can just make a little bit of money, but they don't really care if they don't make money, and then these girls go into it, saying, oh, look at me, I sell makeup, I'm a makeup sales lady, or whatever.
I'm sure to get into it, you have to pay...
You have to buy it. Fuck ton of makeup or whatever. I'm not sure. I'm very sure that I'm not right on a lot of these facts that I'm probably
saying. I saw that Mary Kay makes $3 billion a year, or their sales are $3 billion a year. While only a few people make a profit, most of the people go bankrupt with tons of lipstick sitting in their garage.
Well, it's like young girls I see all the time on the internet are saying, oh, well, hey, come on down to my party. And then they bitch when nobody shows up. Only 4 people showed up to my party. This really shows me a lot about my friends. You're like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe your friends just don't want to be screwed out of money.
It's the same thing with Herbalife. Herbalife is the men's Mary Kay.
No, dude, you'll get fit and stuff. Like, it's good. It's good.
But it's got nutrients and things.
Mary Kay has those pink cars. If you're one of the top salespeople, they'll give you them. And I've really just figured out that the top of the pyramid where you are and your friends, like if you're the top bitch where everybody listens to you, you in the call and you can call the shots. Then when you start,
alpha bitch.
Right, when you start your Mary Kay bullshit, you can be like, hey girls, come over and you can buy Mary Kay, and they're like, oh yeah, Jennifer, let's just buy all your Mary Kay shit and we'll all sell it too. But if you're the chick at the very bottom of the totem pole, and you're not the shot caller or anything, then like only 4 of them show up, and that's why all these girls are getting so mad, because their friends that are above them in their circle of friends, or triangle of friends, I guess, just don't want to be fucked out of money and aren't that nice.
The less dominant female, and no one gives a shit about them.
It's survival at its finest.
The only way I'd go is if there was you'd have to have some sort of perk for showing up, like a gift bag, a free shit, or an open bar.
I'm sure they give stuff. I don't know. I've never been to one of these. I've had friends.
I want to go now. Because apparently you can talk those women into doing anything.
If you can talk them into selling 3,000 pounds of makeup, think of what else you can talk them into doing. I'll give you a reason to put on that makeup, sweetie.
Oh my god. You can definitely manipulate the next 6 hours.
Speaking of fun women's products like makeup, I've seen the new alarm clock that the vibrating
wake-up. It looks like an iPod,
but for your vagina.
Yeah,
a vagina fitted iPod.
Just press play. Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. The commercial was even better because it starts out by this woman throwing away like a traditional alarm clock with the 2 bells on it. She just puts it in a trash can and then lays down and starts making orgasm-y faces, and that's the whole commercial.
Yeah, but she's looking at you the whole time. She never had her eyes closed, so she wasn't sleeping. It didn't show me that it woke her up.
Oh.
Huh? If you want to sell that product, I want to know that it wakes you up. And I saw that a consumer named Lucky left on a consumer... What are they called? Feedback thing? Said,
yeah,
wakey, barely. If you're looking for a vibrator alarm clock, okay, you've got one. But the vibrations are weak and buzzy for a standalone vibrator. And even as an alarm clock, this could fail to do the trick. So that's just, you know, sounds like they struck out on both things they were attempting right there.
Yeah, I think it's just a novelty item. Like, it's not going to be like...
It was just something that they felt like they could market now and get people to look at and talk about like we are.
You know who that product is bad for? Squirters. And their bed will be really different.
It would have to be. It'd have to be waterproof, you would assume, right?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Oh, it's ruined, and now I'm late to work.
I'm covered in this squishy stuff.
And I'm out of an alarm clock.
Yeah. So many bad things in so little time.
It's all adding up, and I hate it.
God damn it.
Yeah. So, here you're looking at a new occupation, perhaps? Yeah. Is bartending getting old?
Just getting monotonous. The late nights are hard to deal with. I don't like being around booze.
Around boobs?
Booze.
Boobs?
Yeah. Yep. No, alcohol.
Oh, alcohol, not breasts.
Not breasts.
Boobs?
I like boobs. I'll go on the record and I'll say that.
I'm an American. I'm not afraid to admit that I like boobs.
You got the Taft blue ribbon.
Boob man or an ass man, I will not admit either of those. I like them all around.
Yeah, so I'm trying to... I've made this decision shortly, but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to leave the bar business. I'm going to leave Austin, Texas and move to a remote location and start work on a ranch or a farm.
So you're basically going to become a cowboy.
That's the plan.
Do you own a horse? Have you ever ridden a horse?
Yeah, when I was younger, but I'm going to take lessons.
So you would say, if I were like, hey, let's go ride some horses, you'd be like, I've never, I don't know.
You'd say the exact same thing too, so.
No, I'd be experienced in this situation.
Oh, hypothetical.
See what I did there?
I'd be like, hey, show me the ropes.
And I'd be like, hey, dude, I've done it a ton of times.
Hey, fucko, show me the ropes.
I've seen Zorro.
Many times.
You just wear this mask, and you're set. Nobody even questions you.
No, I looked at horse riding lessons. They're a little pricey, but I think I'm going to do them.
So you're going to be a little bit in the red when you start off?
No, well, I mean, this is a fun thing to do, too. Like,
are you going to buy a cowboy hat?
I was like... I need to buy boots first.
Are you going to need a lasso?
No, I think that comes with the
lasso's
job.
Lasso's provided.
Show up and, like, here's your lasso, here's your hat.
A pistol?
Because what the job is, especially if you're starting out, is you're just picking up shit. You're cleaning shit all day.
But what made this job appeal to you? How come you were just like, I'm going to be a cowboy?
That wasn't my thought at all.
You know what I could do? I like horses. I like being a cowboy. I like the old Wild West.
You know what? I like animals. I don't mind hard work. I've done hard work for many years. Hard manual labor. The smell of shit doesn't really bother me that much. I don't know why. I don't like shit. It just doesn't make me throw up. And it's outside all day. I'm tired of it's going to be less money, and it's going to be harder work. But
that just sounds like two negatives right there. That sounds like two reasons not to
do it.
Less money and more work.
Two negatives make a positive, son.
See, I don't know about... I would never do that. I would never do this.
Yeah, well, you don't like manual labor.
Yeah, I know. I'm very lazy. Extremely lazy.
I'm not lazy when it comes to work. And it's cool because, like, most of the places, they give you housing, you get a house, and you get all you and, like, three meals a day.
What if...
And you get paid.
What if they told you had to live with another cowboy, and you guys are both straight and in relationships, and then you had to... Like, you kind of started getting feelings for him, though.
Shut the fuck up. I know you're going to do.
No, but, like, what if? Like, are you scared? Are you scared you're going to have a broke back situation?
It's a fucking movie.
Movies are based off of real life all the time, man.
Yeah, well, I'm
Jumanji,
not gonna
based off of real life.
I'm going to let another cowboy pepper my butthole. It's not going to happen.
So did you, you were telling me about this... I mean, I think I'm pretty sure we've mentioned a dating website every single time we've done a podcast. But you were mentioning farmersonly.com.
You know, it's
you're thinking you might live on a farm.
Farmersonly.com got brought up
because of your occupation, maybe, right?
No, I talked about this with my coworkers for many months because it's such a ridiculous concept. Because the commercial is like it just shows two guys or two people walking with a dog, and then it shows farmersonly.com, which is a dating website for only farmers.
Only farmers?
Only farmers.
Well, we did some research, and they're not only farmers on there.
There are whores on there.
Sluts. The big kind of whores.
Pretty much just sluts wearing boots.
Yeah, it's like, you're not a farmer, you just put your hair in pigtails. And wear one of those flannel shirts.
And some short jeans. And some boots.
Okay, Daisy Duke.
I'm a farmer, look at me.
I like the General Lee.
I like carrots and corn. Not mixed together, because that's gross.
No, it's not.
I know, it's delicious.
It's done all the time.
It's not me, I'm being the girl, the slut.
Oh, you're being the girl.
Playing a character. Not a very good one, but it's still a character.
It wasn't a very good portrayal. It was misleading. Misleading.
Misleading? I don't think it was misleading.
I think it was a bit misleading. But okay, so you would be picking up shit and just running errands and shit on the farm, basically?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to learn. I'm going to have to take... if I don't find if someone willing to teach me, I'm going to have to find I'm going to have to take some classes, some mechanics classes, because it's like mechanics, carpentry, electrician, electricity, plumbing. Like, you're just the overall handyman.
So it's like people stay at this ranch?
Yeah, they give you a house, and you stay there, and then you wake up, and you know, like, someone, either you... You have to figure out, like, what to do or, like, what problems to do. Or someone tells you and gives you a list of shit to do. But it's really, like, repairing fences, running horses, taking in and out of feeding, cleaning. You just do chores. And I think I would enjoy that.
That sounds especially, fucking shitty to me.
Especially from, like, Southern Colorado.
Do you think you're going to train and be in the rodeo then? You ride bulls?
No, I want to be a rodeo clown.
You don't start on a ranch if you're going to be a rodeo clown. You got to go to clown school, dumbass.
No, you don't have to go to
clown. Oh, yeah?
That's a different kind of clown.
Oh, is it?
I want to be a rodeo clown.
Ask every rodeo clown. Every rodeo clown I've ever met, which are many.
Really?
Always gone to clown school.
What is their name? What is their rodeo clown name?
Barrel Bob. Out of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Did you, is this a real thing?
No, I don't know.
Oh, damn, I got excited. You got me excited.
See what I did there?
Barrel Bob sounds like a badass.
He rolls around in a barrel. He's fucking crazy.
He's been impaled by horns 17 times in his abdomen.
He gives all the kids, Sour Patch Kids, get all jacked up and then runs around.
He's blown both his knees up.
7 times.
Barrel Bob.
He's got metal kneecaps.
And he's always smoking a cigarette. Doesn't matter if he's in the shower or if he's in the middle of working. He's got a cigarette in his mouth.
Eye patches.
He one time he wrangled a bull down and burned its eye with a cigarette, and then until he got one eye.
They call it Pecos Bill. The one-eyed bull. Cyclops.
Cyclops. Oh yeah, Cyclops.
Oh, I hear a trainer coming.
No, that's my friend's. He's a musician and he's trying out some new beats.
He's a DJ.
Yeah, he's a trained DJ and he's experimenting with train sounds.
I know you guys in Austin have Austin City Limits. We got Free Press Summerfest in Houston.
We have South by Southwest, which is like the biggest.
Okay, festival. Would you say ACL or South by Southwest?
South by Southwest.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I figure they're fairly similar though, right?
No, well, I mean, like South by is like 2 weeks, I think.
Well, ACL does 2 weekends, don't they?
Yeah, this is the first year they did 2 weekends. It's not good for bars. Not good for bars.
Why not?
Everyone's out in the sun all day, and by the time they come to the bars, they're wasted already.
And, so they just come to their bar to throw up in it.
Yeah, pretty much, and sit down and drink water. Which, you can't blame them, but no.
Water's not free here, you jackass.
So South by Southwest is like, the first thing is like interactive, so it's like about apps and all this tech stuff. So the first week, or the first couple of days is like people, I wouldn't say nerds, but like people in the, like in, not entertainment, in the tech industry, walk around checking out other apps and stuff, and like learning about all this new stuff that's about to drop. And then like the second half is music, which is 6th Street is just packed 7 days a week, all day. All day, all night. Most of the bars charge a cover, we don't, and we get packed, so. I plan to live at the bar. I'm going to work as much as I can and save, get so much money.
When is South by Southwest?
I think it's in March, late March, right before St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Well, Free Press Summerfest has slowly grown in Houston. It's nowhere near what either of those festivals in Austin are. But
what is it? I've always wanted to go.
It's just a two-day festival at Eleanor Tinsley Park every year, and this year they have a fucking...
Oh, Eleanor Tinsley Park, I know that park.
Oh, you do? Right off of Allen Parkway in H-Town? No, you don't. You don't know that at all. They have a pretty solid lineup that just came out today.
What's the lineup?
They got Jack White, Vampire Weekend, Lauryn Hill.
Who's Lauryn Hill?
Just get the fuck out. She actually apparently doesn't like to pay taxes because she was jailed last year for failure
Who
to pay
taxes. Who does like paying taxes?
I don't know. Not many. But you gotta do it. It's the law. Wu-Tang Clan is gonna be there.
They ain't nothing to fuck with. That's what I heard.
Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, Childish Gambino, the Deftones, Cage the Elephant, Churches, DMX will be there. Ooh. In the 1975, Naked and Famous, Ying Yang Twins was possibly one of my favorites. Not at all. I'm not looking forward to it. Yeah, but it's a pretty solid lineup. This is probably the best lineup they've had so far.
I guess it's growing. They're getting more and more. I mean, Vampire Weekend is freaking awesome.
Well, it's funny because I remember going about, this will be my fourth year going, but I remember going 3 years ago, and it was, I didn't even know that it was a thing. My friend invited me to go to a concert that day, and he said we were going to see a couple of bands, and then I didn't realize there was a second day when I bought the ticket. They had a two-day pass, and I was just like, what the hell is this? I didn't realize there was a whole festival. And then there were just other people there that kind of looked like they had just wandered to it or just had found out about it. And the Flaming Lips were the headliner, and then Weezer was the headliner the next night. But it was nothing really big, and then the next year more people went, and then last year it was fucking insane. Everybody was there. It was crowded. It sold out. Every hipster in Houston decided they wanted to show up.
Huh.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, have you noticed the price?
Oh, dude, yeah. I bought the tickets today when they came out, and they have gone up significantly.
Huh.
They've noticed that people want to go, so they're doing that. And then people are buying them and reselling them at a much higher price.
Anything popular, you know.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's the way it seems. So we're going to figure out next week, I guess, about whether or not you're a cowboy or not.
No, this is a long process. I'm going to have to take, like, I really want to...
This
do,
just
I'm
blows
gonna...
my mind. The
Look
fact
how!
That, like, when you told me today, like, hey, I might move and be a cowboy.
I didn't specify what I said. I didn't use the term
paraphrase,
cowboy.
Paraphrase, that's said, pretty much what you said.
I wouldn't mind moving and working on a ranch and learning that.
As it's kind of like a cowboy.
I get bored in one place and I gotta move around.
I'm a nomad.
I have internet, I'm okay.
I just want to live somewhere with internet, that's all I need.
And I can bring my dumb old dog with me.
Yeah.
It'll be good for her too, man.
A dog has no business on a farm, dude.
None.
None.
It's like, it's like a horse in the ocean.
Yeah. When have you ever seen a dog on a farm? So unrealistic. You're just going to get in the horse's way. You're going to piss off the pigs. Steal milk from the cows. I'm not going to do any of those things.
Yeah, I hope it happens, man. There's a lot of internet sites that post stuff, and there's people you can call and see what's going on. So I'm going to do that. I really need to go take like a mechanics intro class or auto intro class and an agricultural intro class at the local community college. So I might do that. This might be an 8-month thing. But I think I'm going to do it. I'm just tired of...
You say you're just going to do it for a year.
Yeah. And if I like it, I'll keep doing it. I can always get back to bartending. I can do that anywhere.
You could bartend at a ranch.
I could do that, but that's kind of like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be around alcohol anymore.
Would it be a saloon if it was on a ranch?
I don't know.
I don't know. All right, well, that note, why don't we end this podcast on that?
It's just a bunch of rambling.
Yeah, this was fucking horrible. Thanks to everybody that listened. Remember, gang, I can smell a pig from a mile away.
That's the gravy, y'all.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid, rock it up and down your block, go with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chilling the most, then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars, get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam, find old town, telling fools to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons, and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid Rockin', I'm the real McCoy, and I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby, with a top left back and the sunshine shining. Cowboy, baby, west coast chillin' with the moon wide. Train rolls in, it goes like dust in the wind.